Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into advanced drum editing with warp modes in Ableton, focused on rolling drum and bass and jungle grooves. This is an intermediate level, hands-on lesson. You'll learn which warp modes to use, how to do transient work and slicing, and how to build clean and distorted processing chains that you can perform with macros. We'll be working at about 174 BPM for most examples, so open Ableton, load an Amen style break and let's go. First, quick overview of what you'll build and why. The goal is a polished 16-bar drum section made from an Amen break plus kick and snare one-shots. You'll warp the break correctly, slice it into a drum rack, reprogram rolls and ghost hits with MIDI, and create two parallel chains, a clean punch chain and a distorted mid-heavy chain. You'll also arrange a halftime bar and a fill using stretched material for contrast. Practical settings and workflow notes are included so you can drop these into a 170-175 BPM session immediately. Preparation. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM and import your break to an audio track. Loop a short 1-2 bar section while you work so you can quickly hear the differences. Step A. Quick warp and tempo lock. Open your clip view by double-clicking the audio. Turn on warp. Find the first transient and set it as the 1.1.1 anchor. You can right-click and choose warp from here or set the 1.1.1 marker manually. Set warp mode to beats. For Amen style breaks, set preserve to transient so the attack stays punchy. With beats mode, transients stay intact and you avoid the smearing that complex modes can introduce on percussive hits. If any hit drifts, zoom in and double-click to add a warp marker on that transient and snap it to the grid. Fix only the problematic hits. Don't over-quantize everything unless you want a robotic groove. Teacher note. Toggle warp on and off while soloing the break. That will quickly reveal which hits smear or pitch shift. Adjust only those markers instead of making broad changes. Step B. Creative warping for character. Duplicate the original clip so you have variations to play with. Keep the first copy in beats mode with preserve set to 1/16 or transients depending on how much release you want. Nudging a few warp markers by 512ms can humanize the groove. On the second copy, try repitch for a vinyl Y pitch artifact effect. Lowering pitch gives dark, heavy halftime style fills. For dramatic stretch tails, duplicate again and choose Complex Pro to stretch one bar or a hit. Complex Pro preserves the tonality and formants of tails better than beats. Use Complex Pro only where you need natural sounding tails. It's CPU heavy and can smear percussive attacks if used everywhere. Step C. Slice to drum rack and edit rolls. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients and select a grid like 1/16 or 1/32 for fast rolls. Slices open in a drum rack as simpler slices. For percussive hits, beats mode is your friend. It keeps attack intact. Now program a 2 or 4 bar MIDI groove. Build fast snare rolls with 1/16 or 1/32 notes at ghost hits and rearrange kick placement for a rolling pattern. This audio version is shortened for playback.